And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's time for North Carolina to end its failed experiment with virtual charter schools. Virtual charters are publicly funded, privately run schools that deliver instruction entirely online. The General Assembly authorized a four-year experiment for two such schools after for-profit companies spent big on lobbying efforts in 2015. Unfortunately, as veteran education policy analyst Chris Nordstrom explained in a recent NC Policy Watch op-ed, the experiment has been an abject failure. Not only have the virtual charters performed exceptionally poorly, dead last in the state for student growth, but this is consistent with their performance in other states, a fact that has led many to see virtual charters as a failed model and to commence shutting them down. Add to this the fact that virtual charter laws leave the state open to fraudulent business schemes, and that the state is already home to a publicly run virtual public school that has actually been highly successful, and the need for privately run virtual charters evaporates entirely. The bottom line, privately run virtual charter schools were always a risky and sketchy experiment, and now that the results are in, it's clear that it's time to stop throwing good money after bad. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.